the marketing guru breathing oxygen into your business.
Your attrition rate is the rate at which you are losing customers each year, and it's a natural progression for businesses to lose customers. These are your D customers. Here's how to calculate your attrition rate. In a spreadsheet, insert data for the past year for each customer you lost as follows. In the first column, enter each lost customer by name. Then, insert their total turnover. Then, insert their gross profit. Next, calculate the GP percentage contributed to your sales for each customer. Then, insert the group they fall under. For example, any customer under your required GP is a C customer. Then, insert the reason for leaving you. C customers will always leave you for price. Next, add the turnover, purely for observation, and the GP column. Next, insert the total annual GP for the company under the GP column. And finally, calculate the lost GP percentage by dividing the total GP amount into the total annual company amount as a percentage and round it off. Your loss of customers should not be more than 10% per year. If it is, your business could be in trouble, and the only way to find out what's wrong is to ask your lost customer why they left you, then close any loopholes quickly. If they left you for poor service and your service now has improved, you can ask them for a trial. If they left you because you didn't have the product they wanted, so they went to your competitor, and now you have it, there's an opportunity to contact them again. If they left you due to management changes, there's no harm in introducing your company and products to the new management. If they left you for price, can you package products to justify your cost? Regular surveys are always important to carry out, as they will indicate how the marketplace is reacting to your products and your organization. Ongoing changes happen throughout the marketplace. There's no reason not to contact a lost customer in the future. Face-to-face visits are necessary when approaching lost customers, preferably by appointment. Always hear a no as a maybe and try again in the future, because times do change. When the time's right, the door will open. There are numerous opportunities open to you. Don't be scared to approach your lost customers again. What's the worst thing that can happen to you?
The marketing guru breathing oxygen into your business.